good morning, Gbirti, Shalom. On page 57. Hashem. Omnam, kol ha'inyan she'ta'ava v'chemda l'yofi anashim. Indeed, all this inyan of this taiva, this lust, and the desire to the beauty of women, hu dimyon gamur, it's a complete imagination. אבל היצר הרע משקיע בזה כוחות. But the יצר הרע, he invests a lot of energy into this imagination. ויש על זה התגברות גדולה. It's difficult. לכן צריכים תפילה בשביל לזכות לראות שזה שטויות. Therefore we need תפילה, we need to ask Hashem, right? In order to merit to see that it's all shtuyot. Right? It's nonsense. הרי אפילו התענוג של המעשה עצמו דמיון. Because even the pleasure, the actual maisa, is a complete imagination. ככל שהאדם רק מדמיין, אין, כל שכן כשהאדם רק מדמיין, of course, if a person is just imagining in his head, אין ביזיון יותר מזה. There's no greater disgrace than this. זה חולי נפש, this is a mental illness. לשגע את הנשמה ואת הנפש. To make your neshama and your nefesh crazy. When he says nefesh here, he's referring to your mental state. עד שאנשים נעשים מטורפים כפשוטו, until people become literally crazy. כל שכן אלה חסרי הדעת, שמסתכלים ומתאבים מדבר עבירה על ידי תמונות, כל שכן אינטרנט, עד שדעתם נפרדת, or they're more so, and I even talking about these, they don't have mind at all, they don't have any sechel, that they go into the internet and look at all the horrible pictures over there, until their mind goes nuts. We're just talking about us, that we're people who are trying to guard ourselves. לכן, כל מי שחס על חייו, therefore, anyone who has mercy on his own life, ורוצה לטעום איזה טעם של תפילה ותורה. And he wants a taste, some taste of prayer and learning Torah. התחנן, הוא בג השם, להינצל מהשקר והדמיון של התאווה הזו. To be saved from this false imagination of this taiva. כי לטעום טעם של קדושה, because the taste, the flavor of קדושה, זה רק כשמשבר את הדמיון של התאווה הזאת. It's only when he breaks the imagination of this taiva. אדם יכול ללמוד במשך 12 וחצי שעות רצופות. A person, he could learn 12 and a half hours with no breaks. Yeah, they say, straight. 600 אלף אותיות. Right? 600,000 letters. Why is he saying 600,000? Adam shemedaber b'torah tefila, a person who is learning Torah, he's praying 12.5 shaot ratzuf, 12 and a half hours straight, hu omer 600,000 otiyot. He says 600,000 letters. 60 ribo otiyot. Right? 60 ribo, which is 600,000 letters. Shem keneged 60 ribo nishmot Yisrael, which they correspond to the 600,000 neshamas of Am Yisrael, which were at first, it's the first thing that he created. Ukshetzel Archov, and then after he did all this beautiful learning and Torah and everything, and then he goes out in the street, bistaklut asura achat, and with one prohibited look, stare, mafsid kol hakdusha shehu asav kol hayom kulo. He loses all the kedusha he gathered all day. And he also gives all this wisdom to the other side. Because eyes is the wisdom of a man. Therefore we must know. This work of Shmirat Ha'inayim, regarding your eyes, this is the main work of a man his whole life. וצריך על זה הרבה תפילה כל יום ויום. And one needs about this a lot of תפילה every single day. Once, like we said, once you start davening, then don't worry if you see. Because you're davening, you're working. Then don't worry, because Baruch won't come with complaints. You say, what do you do for it to be saved? I daven. You daven? Yeah, let's see. Put it back in the video. They play it. Oh, you see, he's standing in the field. He's walking in the street. He's asking Hashem to save him, and he did it. He wasn't saved. Fine, but he did what he could do. At least he did what he could do. If the person doesn't care at all, he's walking the street like a shikol, right, looking all over the place, like a drunk man, right, looking all over the place. But then they will have a tainus from Shemayim. Especially if he learns a chut shechesed, and especially if he reads this book. So now you're obligated. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why do you lose everything?
It goes to the Zitra Acha. How does it work
with
it?
Not by a different
area. No idea. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they get a transfer to something. The other guy, yeah, I heard that's what I am, but I don't know. Like, it doesn't go to Sitra Acha. No Sitra Acha. It goes to the other guy, at least doing a mitzvah, giving him some schus.
What was the question?
He said, how come Dafka, this matter of not guarding your eyes takes away all the Torah and Kedusha. But we learned before that the Kedusha is, this is Kedusha. Guarding your eyes is Kedusha. And when you don't guard your eyes, you take away the Kedusha. That is Kedusha. Kedusha is guarding the eyes. So we made it. This is the Aver that will take away the Kedusha. Huh?
Regardless of what Kedusha you have in
that. Yeah. Whatever you got.
Even if you're Hashem, other people see you do. Even if you're, no one sees you do that. You're only yourself. When no one sees you staring.
So you lose. You
still lose. Still, the person looking. Even no one sees.
Right, he loses. Yeah, he loses.
Is it true the first second is okay? I heard somewhere.
Well, I always said, if you just saw and you put down your head, so it's not a Doraisa. Doraisa is the stare. It's a Doraisa. Person wants the Chaim writes in the Shabur, he brings down that if someone looks at an old lady which is not attractive at all, he's not over al deraisa, but it's not correct. He writes, it's not mina musar. He writes, it's not good. You don't look at women. What are you looking at women? Even though he's not attractive, right? And this generation, you know, Chaim did not live today. He was nifter 80 years ago. He lived today, I don't know what he would die. It's the crazy generation here. Lo pashut, nachon? Even going from here to here is a problem. Enayim lahim.
Isn't it also not just staring, it's looking twice? You see something and then you look the second time.
That's a stare, really.
That's like
a really stare. That's a,
staring is like focusing and
spending
time with it.
Yeah, but if you look again, the point is that if you look again for
in order to,
same idea. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, I love this chapter now. This paragraph now, I love it. Kol avodatenu ba. He has a whole chapter later just about this. Kol avodatenu ba olam hazeh. Our whole work in this world is להגיע לדבקות ואמונה בהשגחה פרטית. To get to a place that you're cleaved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you believe in השגחה פרטית. That you always have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of your eyes and you believe that everything is Hashem. Everything is Hashem and everything is good. בשביל להגיע לאמונה בהשגחה פרטית, in order to reach אמונה in השגחה פרטית, האדם חייב לשמור את העיניים. A person must guard his eyes. What do we see? It says in the pasuk, "Einei kol alecha yesabeiru, v'ata noten ha'em tachlam v'ito." We say Asher every day. Right? Your eyes, "Einei kol alecha yesabeiru." The eyes of all the creations, they look at you for food, and you give them the food at the right time. Right? Eyes which are looking at women are not looking to Asher. not only women, also eyes which are looking at money and eyes which are looking at the whole world, that they want this world, also not looking towards Hashem. The two opposites. You can see Hashem through everything in the world. Baal Shem Tov says that. And if you see a beautiful woman, Baal Shem Tov says, that's what I heard in the name of Baal Shem Tov. And when it was in it, you say, ah, the book creates these beautiful things in the world. You see Hashem in that. It's fine. But don't go look. Don't go now staring.
But you can look as long as you don't have desire.
No. Don't look at all. If a person saw, that's what he should have in mind. Rav Arush said, he told us, he said, I don't have a man, woman, I see the same. He said, I don't care. So why don't you look at women? He said, there's a pgam in looking at women even if you don't have desire. There's a pgam. Won't be an aveo deraisa. Because you're not going after your heart. After the desires of your heart. But it's still that. What do you think regarding the eyes? Closing them. What a chiddush. Adam shesoger et ha'inayim. Why is it a chiddush? You know why it's a chiddush? Because I know people, I won't say from where, from a certain place, Breslev, they say they are. And they learn Zifrei Rabbeinu. And they, guarding the eyes doesn't mean not to look at women. Guarding the eyes means your internal eyes, only to see the good of people. They don't talk about the Indian of Dusha. That's only Rabbeinu talks about. It's not a mess. Guarding your eyes, to close your eyes. Not to see what you're not allowed to see. Period.
Say that again?
They say that guarding the eyes is your internal eyes, not your physical eyes. Your eyes can see whatever you want.
You have to do both.
Obviously. And one affects the other.
Yeah.
If you don't see people, you don't have what to judge them. You don't have what to...
Yeah.
Adam shesoger et ha'inayim mitnatek ma'olam hazeh. A person which closes his eyes, he disconnects himself from this world. The eyes is the connection to the world. There's a famous blind guy. He was blind from birth. His name is Yossi Gil. I don't know if it's his original name, but that's his name on the radio. And he gives he broadcasts Hasidic music, old Hasidic, real Hasidic, not today Hasidic garbage. Real, real Hasidic stuff. Old on the set. And once they had an interview with him, and they asked him, like, what do you see when you hear music? Where are you? Like, we can imagine a band, we can imagine happiness. He's blind from birth. He never saw anything like that. He said I can't explain, but I connected in a much higher level than anyone else, than a person who sees in the world. I'm not connected to what this world. I never saw a bus, never saw people, never saw anything. It's in his head. It's just like, he doesn't even have a shape of letters in his head. He has no idea. Right? Maybe through the Braille writing, I don't know.
Braille.
Right? Yeah, it's not really a alphabet, it's just dots.
No, okay, level one is alphabet. Level two is abbreviations. Like, Shin meaning that, or
you learned this writing?
Yeah, I'm up to level. I'm between level one and level two.
Ah,
I'm not very. I haven't done.
So in the elevator, when they have the dots, you can feel.
Yeah.
Use it. You can also see it.
It depends on good days, bad days.
Mm. And it was interesting. He said. Adam yachol lech b'kol olam kulo. A person go the whole world. Ninsol le'uman, go to Uman. They go to weddings, they go to bris. And he's always with Hashem. He's davuk b'Hashem. Why? Because he has closed eyes. Kshu utzem et ha'inayim, when one shuts his eyes, hu kvar lo shayach le'olam hazeh. He's not connected to this world. Hu lo nimtza b'chlal ba'olam hazeh. He's not really here in this world. Ela hu nimtza im Hashem. Where is he? He's with his own personal avoda, work. His cleaving to Hashem. He's minding his own business. He's dealing with his own stuff. But one just opens his eyes. He really connects completely to this world. Therefore, אדם שיודע בעצמו שהוא לא יכול לסגור את העיניים שלו, person who knows he cannot shut his eyes, שלא ילך לבריתות ולא לחתונות ולא לילות של צדיקים. Don't go to bris, don't go to weddings, if it's not separated, yeah. Don't go to kibbutz tzaddikim when there's a big gilula. Don't go. You know you go to Meron, and you're going to go and look at all the women in Meron. So don't go to Meron. Don't go and lag ba'amot to Meron. Ah, we have to go. So spend a few hours before the week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks before, every day a half an hour, an hour, that you won't see any women. And then you can go to Meron. Prepare yourself before. Right? You go to Uman, you're going through an airport. You have to prepare yourself before. Yeah, it's dangerous. כי משקר לעצמו, because he's lying to himself. ודאי יבוא לידי עבירה, בראייה ומחשבה. For sure he will come to do an avera in seeing and in his thought. מי שפותח את העיניים, the one who opens his eyes, הוא מתחבר לכל מה שיש בעולם הזה. He's connecting to everything there is in this world. That's why TV is a lot worse than radio. As you see. Radio is bad. I'm not saying it's good. Most radios are very bad. But it's just the ears that you don't see. ולהיות מחובר עם העולם הזה, צריכים לדעת, פירושו להיות משוגע. Being connected to this world means to be nuts, to be crazy. כי בעולם הזה כולם מלאים בבעיות נפשיות. Because in this world, everyone is filled with mental problems. דאגות, worries, we all are. Rav Arush always says, everyone in this room is mentally ill. Just each one on his own level. How mentally ill he is. That's the key. We have the pills. A good pill here, that's for sure. פחדים, people have worries, they have פחדים, all kinds of fears, חרדות, you know what חרדות are? Those type of fears. Because people have this problem, they're like, worry from anything, mother. Zikonot, depressions, full, the whole world is full of depression. Atzvuyot, sadnesses, kina, jealousy, sina, hatred, ta'avot, lust, all kinds of stuff. ועוד ועוד השם הרחם, all kinds of bad things the world is. רבינו אמר, רבינו said, שכל המשוגעים באים מתאוות ניוף. All the crazy people come from תאוות ניוף. ולמעשה לכולם יש שיגונות, right? We all have all kinds of craziness things, crazy things in us, which are the מידות רעות, מחשבות רעות, bad thoughts, bad meals, all the crazy things. So we don't have emunah, so we're crazy, we get upset. So in a certain level, we'll get crazy. Yeah? נכון? Here, he says what I just said. כל הבעיות הנפשיות הן בעיות של אמונה בהשגחה פרטית. All the mental problems are problems in believing in השגחה פרטית. כי כשיש לאדם מחשבה של אמונה, because when a man has a thought of אמונה, that's what he has in his head, יש לו גן עדן בעולם הזה. He's living in a gan Eden in this world. כשיש לו מחשבה שהיא לא של אמונה, when he has thoughts not of אמונה, right? against אמונה, כפירה, הוא מלא ייסורים, is full of suffering, וטירוף הדעת, it's like confusion, doesn't know what to do, he's all worried, right? But I'll give you a simple example from my own life from today, okay? From today. My son, well, Ezra, you're here for the first time, good news, listen. My son is trying to get him to a certain cheder, because my oldest son is there, when my youngest son will be there, we'll have a very good cheder here in Nashan. So I go and I come back, and he told me before, and they said the year in Cheshvan. He told me before, Cheshvan, Zal Hashem, there'll be room, you put him in. I come a Cheshvan, he tells me, no, there's no room, there's 32 kids in the class. Someone without emunah, what happens?
Give up.
Either give up, be upset, even if it doesn't give up, he's upset.
Be
depressed. Lost, he's lost, doesn't know what to do. He's lost, now what am I going to do? Now what? Right? Not that saying I have emunah, but at least I have Rabbeinu's books. I have Rabbeinu's books. So Rabbeinu just spelled them out in a simple way. But Rabbeinu's teachings. Yeah. That was But what? People will tell me, well, what did they say? Why did they say no? Because afterwards he told me, yeah, there is a room after a week or 2 weeks that we're davening and we go to other places. Told me, there's room, yeah, but I don't know, I have to see. And then people are asking me, and my wife's asking me, why? What are they saying? I said, I don't know and I don't care. I don't, he's not he. It's Hashem. When Hashem wants, says he goes in, he goes in. Hashem says, no, no. It's him. He's the guy in charge. He's the boss. He's the boss. That's how you live with Emuna. And afterwards, today I went there. Again, every day I went there. Every day I went there, they've been crazy. Until they say, okay, we can't see your face anymore, bring the kid. So I went in and I told them, no, Rabbi Uncle, was Oxte. I have to get in. Right? Got to take the kid already. He tells me, okay, listen, I'll make a deal. I said, okay. He said, I don't want the older kid, don't get nervous. Wait till the end of the story. I don't want the older kid or the young kid to go to Umar for Rosh Hashanah. You sign this for me, sign that they're not going to Umar for Rosh Hashanah until age 13, besides once before age 7. That they, yeah.
Oh, they're molded to that?
Yeah.
Really?
And after 13 also they're that. In this school. It's not, no.
What's
he explained to me. He said they make cults, in, like groups in the class, and he doesn't like that. It makes problems. They have all kinds. It's a chid of all kinds. Anyway, sign for me that you're not going to take a kid. I don't know. I started fighting with him. This is the last word. I don't know what to do. What? My son comes every year. So I went to Rav Shalom Arush, Baruch Hashem. We have a tzaddik here, not far from us. I told him, what do I do? He was in the house. Baruch Hashem was able to get in. So what do I do? He tells me, you want to hear my opinion? I said, yes, only your opinion. I want to hear. He said, I hold you're not supposed to take a kid to Uman besides once before age 7 and then at 13 years old. I said, really? He said, yeah, 100%. He's never heard this. I said, I never heard. He never said. He said, yeah, that's what I hold. And that's what I want everyone in the yeshiva to do. Not to bring the kids before age 7. The kid loses. The father loses. It's a waste of time. A waste of money. You don't need. So I could sign. He said, you could sign 10 times. It's fine. So I went to the place. I signed Baruch Hashem today. Is it?
Wow.
Tomorrow is going in. Today is signed. Baruch Hashem. Ah, you with me through the whole process.
Baruch Hashem. So again, he should go once before Bar Mitzvah.
No, yeah, once before Bar Mitzvah.
And then after
Bar Mitzvah?
Once before 7.
Once before 7, yeah.
He's going to be disappointed.
Huh?
Yehudah will be disappointed.
Yeah, I have to find a way to talk to him. But whatever. That's what the Rav said. Finish. The last word. We don't have another word. But anyway, the whole point of besides saying the miracle that Hashem did to us, right? And Hashem, we're going to make a Sa'udah. And maybe here, we'll see. Say Nishmas, everyone together. Besides that, the point was that if you accept difficulties through eyes of Emunah, you're living a beautiful life. You're not upset at anyone. You have any problem? Go to the one in charge. Also now, I have an apartment that I don't have renters in there. So I tried to call this agent and that agent, and then I didn't bother with it. I said, I have the best agent in the world. I'm going directly to the boss. He can find me how to do it. Right? It's for Hashem. It's not Hashem. You'll see. I promise you I'll have miracles. I have no doubt about it. Right? It's not Hashem. It's fine. Want to live there? Right near the Kinneret. You see the Kinneret. Gorgeous. Stay with us.
For a drive. It's far commute every day.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
We learned about it.
And if you have Yisurim, if you have opposite Emunah, you're full of suffering, your heart is bitter, and you don't know what to do, and you're confused, and that's how it is, and everyone can test themselves. We all have times that we're more Emunah, and times that we're less Emunah, and see how we are. Yeah, more Emunah, sometimes it's hard, but when you grow over it, you're beautiful, it's sweet, life is sweet. Right? And if you are all the time like that, without, it's not Hashem, you don't see Hashem. And we have a difficult life, a person can have a difficult life.
Today and yesterday also about Aziz Kedusha.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we practice. You know, you didn't give up, you persevered for a holy purpose.
Oh, Hashem, miracles. Na'al teva, ma'al teva.
Exactly what you said.
Kiki Asherad, kol machshava shi lo emuna, it's a kvar shigon. Any thought which is not emuna is already a craziness. Some type of craziness. כי כאשר אדם לא חושב באמונה, So a man doesn't think with the eyes of a Muna, with the lens of a Muna, right? So what is this? Whatever. Then he thinks kfira. He thinks it's this guy, it's that guy, it's this happening, that happening. Uchoshev gava, right? I don't know, me, I don't know. Doesn't have Hashem. Then he kashi go, this is craziness. Mi shelo meshuga, who's that considered crazy? Zerat mi shechai beemet al pi ha'emuna, she'en od milvado v'akol tova. It's only the one who really lives that the emuna, that everything is from Hashem, and everything is good. Not everything is from Hashem. Everything is Hashem, and everything is good. Ein od milvado. Ein od milvado means ein od milvado. Ein. Ein means there isn't. There's no more besides Hashem. It's famous stories of Chaim Volozhin. I know, there were the First World War, they were running away. And they told you, they had two kids in the back. They had a car.
No, this is Brisker Run.
Oh, Brisker, I'm sorry.
What's the story?
The First War or the Second War?
Brisker Run.
First War or the Second War?
The Nazis.
Yeah, the Nazis. They were in the car, there were two kids in the back. And he told his children, always have in your mind, Ein Od Milvado, and we'll see. The guards won't even see us. Because there's no guards, there's only Hashem. And they went through all the things that they were able to leave Europe. So much miracles they had. Why? They had in their mind, Ein Od Milvado. Not only in their mind, they lived. And it was in them. Kol echad yachshov be'atzmo. Everyone else just think. Haim ze normali shadam chai b'dimyon shegadlut? Ani ve'ani ve'ani? Is it normal that a person lives in this imagination of he's so great? Me, I, right? U'meyaches la'atzmo kochot she'en lo, right? And he puts on himself like as if he's this guy and he's that guy and he's so great in this, he's so great in that. Or shechai b'sheker, or that he lives in such a lie, שיש מישהו מלבד השם שקובע את החיים? Is this such a lie that there's someone besides Hashem that is קובע his life? That is a point. Yeah, but is running his life? It's a craziness. לכן אנשים מלאים בשגעונות ואיסורים. Therefore, people are full of craziness and suffering. שהרי איסורים הכי קשים שיש בעולם הזה. Listen to this. The worst איסורים there are in this world הם האיסורים שיש לאדם במחשבה. It's the איסורים a person has in his thoughts. It's famous stories of Gdolei Yisrael which went through operations with no, what's it called?
Anesthesia.
Yeah. No, just, they said, wait till I go into the sugya and then you can do the operation. Why? Because it's all in the mind. Even pain is in the mind. When someone, he makes imaginary life, imaginary things that are going on in his life, it's really, really painful. He doesn't know what to do. It's not a pain in his finger now. It's all being. Because a person, what's a person again, remember? A person is his mind, his brain. That's a man. A human being is his brains. Yeah? When a person is dead, everything is there. All the limbs are still there. Right? He has the heart there, he has the kidneys, everything is there. What's missing? The neshama. Where's the neshama? In the brain. So a person is in his brain. So when he's suffering inside, then it's the worst suffering, the worst. Mi yoter, mi pachot. Some people more, some people less. Kol echad makir v'yodea mazek sheyesh lo machshavot shmeyasrod oto. And everyone knows what it means when he has thoughts that are giving him a yisuri. עד כמה קשים איסורים אלו, זה very difficult, שיכולים להיות ממש האיסורים הכי נוראים כשזה נעשה קיצוני. כי בי ממש the worst, the most horrible איסורים, when it becomes קיצוני. אנחנו אומרים קיצוני again? קיצוני, extreme. נמצא. So comes out. שבעולם הזה יש לאדם רק שתי אפשרויות. In this world, a person has only two choices. Two ways. Efshar o emuna, either he lives in temuna, which means machshavot tovot, good thoughts, smichot, happy thoughts, ayin tova, he sees only the good in everyone, tikva tova, he always has hope, even in the worst places he has hope, o shigonot, or he could choose to live with shigonot, madness. Shigon Gadlut. They think, right, this madness is called Gadlut. He thinks he's so great. Gava, he has Gaiva. Me. The Difat Smit, or the opposite, he's running after himself. I'm so bad. He's beating himself up. Kfiatiyut. Kfiatiyut. I don't know how to say that in English at all. I have no idea. But it means that when a person is, for example, a person, oh, he has to do like this.
Obsession.
Yeah, the person, he always has to wash his hands. He must wash his hands all the time.
It's obsessive compulsive disorder.
Right. They have stuff to deal with it. Even the Haredi world, they have special Haredi people deal with it. Yeah. But the source of it, a lot of times, is chosar emunah.
What is?
Lack of emunah. A person thinks
that.
People
have it in kids.
Yeah, so then they get, right, so the kids, they take them to the...
No,
parents don't have emunah. The kid they take to the guy, and they very, very easily, a few sessions, and he's clean from it. I heard of it. They have even the eyes of people,
What obsession with the eyes?
People have the, they always, what do you do?
Twitch.
Yeah. Open too much, not like normal.
But if a child has these things, how can we say it's because of a lack of emunah?
I said it's a lack of emunah of his parents.
Or the parents.
And he should go and they should daven for him and take the kid to the guy who knows how to deal with these things. And they have.
He said that all suffering, all illness is because of a lack of emunah.
100%. No doubt. Mental illnesses. Physical, maybe also, I don't know. Some people have to go through illnesses in life. Avraham said in the book earlier that all suffering is because of lack of emunah, either because lack of your emunah, or that you're already greater than that, and it's because of the generation.
You're suffering for the sins of the generation.
Yeah, lack of emunah of the generation. Sins is lack of emunah.
So that our generation sunk so low, and the generations after us have sunk even lower.
Sometimes you have like a sunlight in the darkness. You see that? Rav Avadia was here as if he lived in the studio. Also Rav Elezer Berland, Rav Berland. He's like a tzaddik from previous generations. His kedusha is unbelievable, you can't even imagine. Daven for him every day.
It's not necessarily so that the next generation is going to be worse.
No?
Because you see that
Mashiach's coming.
The Torah is growing. There's more Torah this now is being studied.
Yeah, but still.
Than any generation in the history of the Jewish people.
Yeah, but still.
It's growing. It's growing.
But still, it's the worst.
But I see.
Outside of the Torah world, you're right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That. Yeah. That's a part of the generation. Yeshiri had the cloud. The generations go down. Okay, we finished basically. I just want to finish this keta. Machshavot shedagot, he has thoughts of worries, pchadim, right? Charadot, which is fears, atzvuyot, sadnesses, dikonot, machshavot raot al anashim, bad thoughts of people, fights. Bichdei shadam yizkeh liyot kol hazman machshavot shel emunah. In order for a person to be always with thoughts of emunah, ze talui b'shmirat ha'anayim, depends on his guarding of his eyes. Kikara taiva is by an eye. Because the main taiva is in the eyes. The main taiva had it is through the eyes. Kol ha-machshavot shishigaon shemaninu chelek mehen. All the thoughts of madness that we just brought down a few of them. Then kol ha-bilbulim ha-machshavot shem lo shel emunah, meaning all the confusion and thoughts which are not of emunah, kulam baim meota taiva shebayinayim. They all come from this taiva, which is in the eyes to look at the beauty of women.
That's why women have more emunah.
Exactly. 100%. That's why they have more tefillah. I always tell my wife, you could pray a lot more than me. Women can pray a lot more than men because they don't have this problem. But a woman who also goes on the street, goes window shopping, like we call it, right? Also has a problem. Because their eyes are connected to this world. Okay. Mesedam. Tomorrow we continue at page 50. 9 by David HaMelech. I wanted to ask you guys, there's a book, only if you guys want, whoever comes to the shul.
Are you?
Okay. There's a book on